In today's episode, I'm going to share with you how I conduct meetings with wedding clients, initial meetings with wedding clients. Do you also meet couples at bars for the first time? Welcome back. This is episode 26 of the Photography Podcast. Thank you for joining me today. My name is Anthony Gauna, and I'm here to help you become better at your photography, productivity, and business by sharing what's helped me throughout my journey as a photographer. Now, I'm just going to jump straight into it because this is a kind of a fun topic for me just because I remember thinking about the first few meetings that I had with couples and comparing it to how I do things now. It's a whole lot more fun. And I kind of want this to kind of be a way for you guys to kind of think about maybe what you're doing. You know, maybe you're a little bored with how your meetings are going. Maybe this will kind of like spice things up for you. So first, I kind of want to share my history about meeting with clients in the beginning. And that was, I felt like I had to be professional all the time. And so I would meet couples over at Starbucks. And I don't drink coffee. I don't even go to Starbucks all the time. It's not my favorite place to go whatsoever. But that's where I would go, and I would meet, you know, during the day, because I felt like that's, you know, that was the professional thing to do. And I would try and dress a little bit more nicer, but that was not me. And, I kind of was bored with it. I felt like it just didn't fully, I wasn't able to fully feel like myself. And eventually, I had a meeting, and this couple wanted to meet up at a bar, and I thought, well, that's weird, but that's kind of cool. Like that's more up my alley. That's more my thing. And so, and this was just right after I had gone full time. And so I was really thrown off by it, but super excited. And so we met up at a bar, and, you know, we had a little corner in the bar area. And, you know, I had my laptop and a, you know, an album with me, and we shared a few drinks, instead of the water or tea that I would get at Starbucks. And I just felt more like myself. And I thought, man, if one couple was down to meet me at a bar, there's got to be more people just like me, just like them, that are down to do this as well. And so I started doing that. I started encouraging to meet at places that were like bars, or that maybe were a mixture of, like, you know, they did serve coffee, but they also served wine or beer as well. And so I started doing that, and it just worked really well because it threw people off, and they were just like, wow, this is a lot of fun. Like, I didn't expect to have a lot of fun meeting a photographer, especially, you know, the guys in the relationship, you know, they, you know, don't really want to go and do wedding stuff typically. And then, for a little while I did have a studio space, and I would do all my meetings there. And even then, like, I would say, all right, what's your beer preference? And I would always get their beer preferences. And then I would go and buy a case of whatever beer they liked so that it was there for our meeting over at my office and, or studio, whatever you want to call it. And, eventually, my wife got accepted to go to school over at Baylor in Waco, and things did change. So I gave up my studio space, and I had to go to mostly meeting with clients on video chat, which I still do half and half now that I'm back in San Antonio, because I do have couples who just don't live in San Antonio still. And so, but at that time it was like, oh my God, I have to meet all of my clients on video chat. And that was like a completely new experience for me. I knew that, you know, couples were still going to be, you know, in San Antonio, for the most part. And I knew I was going to be coming back to San Antonio. So I knew I didn't want to like change, I didn't want to like redo SEO stuff just to target something temporarily and then lose my ranking, for a San Antonio photographer. So I committed to, just nailing down these online, you know, video chat meetings, and I do them via Zoom. I still do to this day. But a few things that I started doing and incorporating into these meetings was I made them a lot longer. And so clients would book, and they still do book through Calendly. And it basically is a service that connects to your calendar. It's able to view your availability. You're able to set like which calendars it wants to read, and it will basically show whoever's viewing it what your times are available to meet. You can also set it to like have them choose locations. You can set the location, you know, whatever. It's a really, really great service. It's only like $10 a month. I use it all the time. It is a necessity for me. So I highly recommend you check that out. For only $10 a month, it really prevents a lot of the back and forth communication. So a few things that I did change up, like I said, the meetings went to be about 2 hours long. But I kind of like wrote out a thing, like a list of things that I wanted to touch on throughout these 2 hour meetings. And I wanted to make it fun, because like I was meeting via video chat. I didn't want it to feel very businessy. And so, that's kind of what I wanted to talk about today is, how I was starting to do that and how I'm still doing it now that I'm doing, you know, in-person meetings again. I'm still incorporating the same type of, layout, but you know, now it's in person and you know, it's still the same if I do meet, on video chat, but, I've got a certain layout that I like to stick to because it keeps things fun and, very personable. And so first and foremost, you know, it's like introductions. I really try and avoid small talk. So if they mention something in their initial inquiry, like maybe they mentioned they love the office or they have dogs or they do certain things, I try and touch on those sorts of things. If they're meeting on video chat, I was, you know, starting to do that back in the day, but I would always mention like, you know, you guys are super cool. You guys saw that you, you know, these meetings are going to be 2 hours long and you're meeting with some like random stranger on the internet and you're taking time out to meet with them for this long. Like, I really do appreciate your time. And that's something that like I genuinely do appreciate. Is that people are taking their time out to meet with me. And, so I really try and, you know, make it a point to mention that to them as well. But yes, I really do try and avoid small talk. I'll try and, you know, ask them about their interests. And then if they mention something, you know, I'll try and dig in deeper to try and get to know them a little bit more. I'll try and like ask like, you know, what's a day in the life of, you know, each person, not just them as a couple, but each person, because each person has, you know, different interests. And from there, you can kind of like pull out more of each of them individually. I'll also get them to, you know, tell me their story. And I'll also ask them, you know, what it is about photography that's important to them and, you know, stuff like that. And then one thing that really throws people off, but really gets people to open up, is before I dive into pricing and stuff like that, usually with all the like get to know you stuff, that's about an hour in to the meeting. Usually the second hour is where we're diving into the wedding talk and the pricing and stuff. But before we dive into the pricing, I always like to ask a few questions. One, is I'll say, you know, just tell me a little bit more about what you have planned so far. That kind of gives me an idea of what their wedding is going to be like. And it kind of gives me a general idea of what's important to them. And even if like, it's going to be a wedding that I want to do, or I feel like I'm even up to be able to do. Another question that I ask is, what are you looking for in a photographer? And that kind of gives me another insight into, am I going to be the right fit photographer for them? Because I don't want to just do a wedding just to do it. I want to make sure that I'm going to be the right person for this wedding. And then I'll say, all right, who wants to go first? And that always kind of gets some like nervous excitement going. And so I'll have someone volunteer and then I'll say, all right, what's one thing that you love about such and such. And so I'll make them talk about one thing that they love about their partner. And that question right there, like, stops them every single time and gets them to open up. This is something that I actually learned from Ben Hartley. So I don't take full credit for this and the next question, but I really do, like, I'm really glad I learned this from him, because it really gets people to open up. I've had some people cry just at this point. And for me, I'm like, that's, I don't know, just amazing. Like, that's really ultimately what I'm after. Like, I want people to open up. I want them to be vulnerable with me, because if they do wind up hiring me, we've already, like, you know, broken a small barrier to have them be more of themselves in front of me. And so, I'll have them say something, and then I'll move on to the next person. I'll say, all right, so what do you love about, or what's one thing that you love about your partner? And have them say something. And then for the next question, I'll say, all right, well, since, you know, such and such went first, you're going to go first on this one. And the next question is, what's one thing that you value about photos? And I'll always say, like, not about wedding photos, but just photos in general, whether it's on your phone or your just wherever. I try not to say too much because I want them to, like, say something from the heart. And that's always just a great conversation to have. So once they talk about that, I'll go on to the next person, say the same thing, and I'll have them talk about it as well. And I always end that with saying, you know, that's really awesome to hear. There's no right or wrong answer that I'm looking for. I just love to kind of, like, have this conversation. And then I'll tell them what I value about photos and, you know, go into that conversation. And then from there, that's where we'll dig into more of my approach, what to expect, what I offer, my pricing, my frequently asked questions, all that sort of stuff. And then from there, I can give them my recommendation on what collection or package I think will be best fitting for what their wedding is. And that is where I kind of pull from what they've already told me with what they've got planned so far and what they're looking for in a photographer, stuff like that. That's how I'm able to give them that recommendation. I'll say, hey, look, like, sometimes it throws people off because I think they think I'm going to tell them, like, they need to go with the, you know, highest price collection. But sometimes I'll just be honest. I'll say, look, most people go with my middle collection. It's really what fits most couples. But from what you guys have told me, what's important to you guys, you know, what you have planned, I think, you know, the lowest collection is really what I feel is best for you guys. And people really love that honesty and transparency. And so, yeah, I'll just kind of give them a recommendation. And then after that, I'll say, you know, do you guys have any questions? Is there anything maybe you're leaning on that, you know, as far as, like, a collection goes, you know, do you think my recommendation would fit what you're looking for? I'm really just trying to get some feedback from them, trying to get a yes from them. I want them to kind of, like, say yes. And then I'll say, oh, hey, cool. You know, if you have any other questions that come up, you know, there's no question is a stupid question is a thing I always say. I'll say, you know, just reach out to me if anything comes up, you know, reach out via email. And then I say, I don't let anybody book me, you know, on the day of meeting me, because I feel it's important that you guys take some time to talk it over. And so I'll let them know they've got a week to talk it over amongst each other. And that, you know, if they reach out to me before that week, great. If not, I'm going to reach out to them within that week just to see how things are going. And lastly, the one thing that ultimately throws them off is I'll say, you know, and during this time, I encourage you to meet other photographers. So if you were thinking about reaching out to somebody else, reach out to them. If you already have something lined up with another photographer, great. Please go and meet with them. It's important that you guys know and feel that you guys are gonna book with the photographer that you feel is, you know, right for you guys. And once again, it throws them off, but it's also a nice way to let them know, like, hey, this guy isn't pushy. You know, he genuinely cares about, you know, us having great, you know, photos, whether it's from him or from another person. And so, yeah, that's how I conduct initial meetings with wedding clients. I thought it'd be a great way to kind of like share a little insight on to how I do things. I think the whole move to Waco and having to adjust to doing online video chats really helped me kind of think about the experience, because it was no longer an in-person meetup. There was no hugs being exchanged or anything like that. Another thing I forgot to mention, even with these video chats, I always encourage them to have a beer with me. And so during like the whole like first, you know, introductions and stuff, I'll always make it a point to crack open my beer in front of them so that they see like, hey, this guy on the other end of this video chat is opening a beer. It's okay to like chill out. And so it really helps kind of like relax things. And so, yeah, I think the whole move really helped me, just make my, meeting experience, at least initially with these new couples, a lot better. It's a lot more intentional, and I feel it's a lot more caring, as well. So, that's an insight onto how I conduct meetings. Take a little bit of inspiration from that. Make it your own. And let me know how it goes for you. Let me know. Like I said, always, you can DM me on Instagram or email me over at anthony@anthonygauna.com, or leave a comment, you know, over on the show notes as well. All that can be found in the show notes. All those links, they're there for you. Until next time, guys, I will see you guys in the next episode. Cheers. Thank you for listening to the Photography Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, share your biggest takeaway with me over on Instagram stories. This helps me so that I can continue to create more resources and episodes just like this. It also helps spread the word. To learn how to mentor with me one-on-one or get access to other resources and freebies, head on over to anthonygauna.com. I'll see you in the next episode.